Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine completely.
You give me Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin. ProfitPro.us is his website. You can find all of his books there on how to become more profitable. ABC, take you by the hand, walk you down the primrose path to profitability. Steve will do that if you'll give him a chance at ProfitPro.us. Steve, thanks again for being an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've been talking about growing profitably, making sure that the momentum that you're begging for, you're hoping for, you're praying for, you're working for, you're gutting out your sleepless nights and long days to gain some momentum for your business. None of that momentum is worth it if it isn't moving you toward profitability, is it?
That's right, Jim. Because as you mentioned earlier, you can take a deal that gives you a decent cash flow, or you can take a deal that really gives you huge volume, but in the end, it's the long-term net profit on your bottom mm-hmm. line that's going to determine whether or not you can sustain your business.
And your discipline, your management ability to make those profits, and your discipline to keep them in the business, right?
Yes, absolutely. You mentioned earlier the retained earnings. You've really got to make sure that you have adequate earnings cash within the business so that you can make the deals that you need to make when they're available to mm-hmm. you, and walk away from those that really aren't in the best long-term interest of your business.
Give us some best practices that will help us do this, Steve.
Well, I think that every single major deal, and I define a major deal as one that's going to be 10% or more of your top line, has to be analyzed on a long-term profitability basis.
Not just a deal, but a customer, too, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
He's not just talking about a transaction or a one-time bid or something like that. We're talking about relationships, too.
Yes, exactly. What is this relationship going to give me in the long term? What's the cost of this relationship? And that's one of the things that folks tend to overlook. What's the cost of this relationship? And I think when you analyze that, you may find, for example, and if you use Walmart as a prime example, big business, big volumes, what's the cost of that relationship? Well, it means you're going to be holding tremendous amounts of inventory, so your working capital is going to go up tremendously. Your mm-hmm. cost of capital will probably increase because major businesses like that aren't going to be holding the inventory you are. Mm-hmm. And that can make a difference over time. You can have a great deal that works fine for a while, but when you're access to capital and cost of capital goes too high, it can sink your company, your business.
That's exactly right. Well, and don't you? How do you talk to customers about that? Whenever somebody's trying to lowball you, they're trying to get you to lower your price or whatever. How do you talk to them about the fact that you can't sustain the relationship if they won't allow you to be profitable?
Well, that is a tough conversation, but the best way to approach it is right up front.
Mm-hmm.
And without painting a picture that your business is not sustainable,
you've got to ask
the question, how can we work together to make this a good long-term deal for all parties involved?
Mm-hmm.
And until you can come up with an answer to that you're satisfied with and they are as well, then you've got to look at it on a transactional basis,
mm-hmm.
which means that it's, hey, it's one deal and maybe we're done here,
mm-hmm.
short period of time.
Well, one thing about it, Steve, you can, if your price is being judged against a competitor, you can evaluate whether the company, the customer is ever going to call on you for things that they would never call on another customer for. If it's a big box company, if it's one of the large distributors or whatever that you, or contractors or whatever that you're dealing with that you're competing against, you know, I would appeal to the customer and say, you know, you came to me a year ago and you asked me for these things and I was able to respond. I couldn't have done that had I not been profitable. And the direction you and I are going in right now is where I can't be profitable. Are you going to be able to go to those companies and ask them to do for you what you asked me to do last year? Those kinds of conversations, you know, that may not be your specific angle, but Steve, you could have that kind of a conversation if you're a small business. I have done this with my big companies, customers before, and they respond to that.
Yes, absolutely. And it does come down. It's interesting. You're touching on something that's very important, and that is the actual relationship that you as an individual have with the people that you're doing business with on the other side. You know, big companies are, in fact, made up of individuals and people.
And they need us more and more, Steve, than they used to. I remember working with a huge global company once for several years, and they'd call me up and ask me if I would do something, and it would be something completely off the wall, something that, you know, that I was going to have to really retool and do a lot of stuff for. And I'd call them back in a couple hours and say, okay, I'll do it. And they say, you know what? That's what we like doing business with you for, Blessing Game. You don't have a long committee process to make a decision.
but that's right. Yeah,
but they had to pay for that. They had to be prepared to pay for that.
You have those advantages. And that's,
yeah.
You got to make sure that's part of your value proposition.
Folks,
that's true.
You've got to bid. You've got to execute. You've got to sell. You've got to have build these relationships in a way that will help you to be profitable. But first, you have to know what that is. Steve, when you come back, I want you to help us understand how we can make sure we know whether we're being profitable or not. Steve Martin and I, we'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.